American history. DeLay announced he's stepping down as House Republican leader. As the party rules require, he says he'll be cleared of all charges. The prosecutor in Texas says he is just doing his job pursuing the criminal case against DeLay. When reporters asked Ronald Earl about DeLay's statements, he responded, quote, "Our job is to prosecute abuses of power." Meanwhile, Republicans have chosen Congressman Roy Blunt of Missouri to replace DeLay as House Majority Leader. Along the Gulf Coast, they knew it was bad, but as more Louisiana evacuees visit their homes in suburban St. Bernard Parish, they're realizing their community is little more than a memory now. The neighbors stand in the streets looking at their homes, which sat in 8 to 10 feet of dirty salt water for a couple of weeks. As more and more of the roughly 67,000 people go back, they realize their homes and most of the parish beyond repair. Efforts to identify the bodies strewn throughout New Orleans by Hurricane Katrina are continuing, but there were contamination problems when the bodies were collected. ID methods, like dental records and fingerprinting, are of limited use, they say, because of lost records and the condition of the bodies. Officials say they have found 6 to 7 homicides, which they think happened after the hurricane, but despite earlier reports, they say they know of no homicides at the Superdome or the Convention Center. They say most of those bodies autopsied had previous existing medical conditions, and the bodies were found mostly in nursing homes and hospitals. Senate Finance Committee members say the Bush administration's blocking a bipartisan health care package for hurricane victims. Republican Committee Chairman Charles Grassley of Iowa says a handful of senators are blocking the bill because the Bush administration objected to provisions that would extend Medicaid coverage to thousands of adults who otherwise would be uninsured. Administration officials say those extensions are not needed. They say a newly created fund could be tapped on behalf of uninsured victims. Hurricane Rita and the anticipated increase in heating demand expected to put even more pressure on natural gas supply.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. First segment here, we're going to talk about Tom DeLay. It's been quite a while since we've seen this much corruption, fraud, thievery, crime being perpetrated on the American people by some of its highest elected officials, right? What do we have going here? Tom DeLay's been indicted. Bill Frist probably will be. That takes care of the House and the Senate. A couple of weeks ago, there was an arrest in the White House. Bush's procurement officer, top procurement officer. What else is there? God, it just keeps going and going and going and going. The DeLay indictment on the conspiracy charges. Really, it's serious stuff. Now, I've been watching Fox News this evening. Yeah. And I watched this moronic Sean Hannity. Is there anybody less informed in talk radio than Sean Hannity? This guy, I don't know. Somebody must hand him a list before each program and say, all right, Sean, here's what you go out there and say. Sean has no idea what the hell he's talking about. He's almost as stupid as George Bush. So even though he kept tossing Tom DeLay just little puffball questions, he couldn't even get the puffball questions right. But I've been watching DeLay on mostly Fox, trying to explain away the indictment by going after, as they always do, going after the prosecutor, the one that came up with the indictment. And what Tom DeLay doesn't say, of course, is, you know, the prosecutor doesn't indict. The grand jury indicts. My God. So all this talk, Larry King had the 5'10" sack of snot, the blonde, on. And she was saying essentially the same thing. You know, it's political. What is up with these people? These are people who invented the politics of destruction during the Clinton years. They invented it. They came up with it. It's their baby. It's their claw-handed baby. It's their web-footed, cross-eyed, retarded baby. They created this monster. The baby that these Republicans created now weighs 900 pounds and stands about 12 feet tall and eats everything in its path. But every time I hear Republicans talk about, well, you know, this is politically motivated, I just think to myself, do you folks realize how half-assed you really sound when you say that? You're the ones who invented this. You developed it. It was your sole function during the 90s was to create so much suspicion in our political system that people would stay home. People wouldn't go to the polls. That would make it even easier for you folks to steal elections. Well, here it is, the monster they created. And this is the way it always, always works. The monster they created is now eating them alive. What we are witnessing here is the beginning of the end of this run of corruption that began in 1993 with Newt Gingrich and is going to end just, it's going to hit a brick wall in the 2006 elections. You know, I don't care what sort of Democrat runs. The Democratic Party is right now is of no interest to me whatsoever. What is of interest to me is the fact that no matter who runs against these Republicans who have to run every 2 years in the House, and some of them in the Senate, they're going to be tossed out of office. And no amount of jiggering with the deep old machines is going to save their corrupt, criminal, worthless selves at all. It's not going to happen. It's over. Now, the problem here is the destruction to our system, our economy, our environment, our safety net, our social safety net, our relationships amongst each other, whether it's men and women, Jew and Gentile, black and white, gay and straight, all of this stuff that the Republicans have just battered and beaten and polluted and just bludgeoned with their hate and their lies and their deceptions and their criminality, all of the damage that they have done in the past 12 years is going to take a while to repair. Now, the damage that Bush has done in the past 5 years is probably going to take a generation or two or three or more. I'm talking about the damage that Bush has done on an international scale. But what the Republicans have done here domestically, starting with Newt Gingrich and ending with Tom DeLay, is going to take a while to repair. We're in debt up to our eyeballs. We're in two wars we shouldn't be in. The Republicans are meeting this week to try. They know their days are numbered. They're trying to destroy environmental laws. They're trying to destroy everything they can before they are thrown out of office. And they're going to succeed to a certain extent. But come 2006... when the Democratic Party regains control, I'm hoping that lessons will have been learned. I'm hoping the Democrats will rise to a real leadership a situation where they don't try to come across as Republican light, where they understand that the country is now in a tailspin thanks to the past 12 years of these bastards, and that the Democrats will through a process of undoing the damage, of hard work, of telling the corporatists who run this country now to get the hell out of town. You know, go back to your little world of corporations, make your money, screw the public, do whatever you need to do, but get the hell out of the halls of governance. I hope the Democrats can do that. If they can, or if independents or greens, you know, at this point, I don't care. I don't care who it is. Socialists, communists, put somebody out there, LaRouchians, put somebody out there against these filthy, criminal Republicans, and let the American people choose. And you know what the choice is going to be. Well, since we are a two-party country, whether we like it or not, we are a two-party country. If you don't like it, work against it, change it. There's so many ideas and plans and systems and possibilities out there. Fine. Get off your dead ass if you aren't already and go change the system. Go do it. In the meantime, we've got these two political parties. Now, if there are some courageous independents or greens or socialists or communists or, whatever, who can put together political campaigns and run them effectively and defeat these Republicans, then do it. But what I'm hoping for in the 2006 election, oh God, in the 2006 election, I hope the point is now made that the Republicans have to be thrown out of office. They must. Now, interpret that any way you want. I frankly don't care. I'm through with those kinds of political discussions. You know, I'm not going to talk about Nader. I'm not going to talk about Gore. I'm not going to talk about Edwards. I'm not going to talk about Dean. You know what to do. You do. You know what to do. Screw the leadership. You know what to do. Do it. Or say goodbye to your country. Your system, anyway. Our system. So Tom DeLay is indicted. pig. Mike in St. Paul sent me an email right before the program. Jew, Gentile, atheist, agnostic, Catholic, Muslim, whatever we are today, we can come together and rejoice that the hammer of justice has come down and smashed the house's hammer of evil. This one is for every child that delays lobbying activities forced into sex slavery. Yeah. Not just that. All sorts of stuff that this pig, this subhuman Tom DeLay, the hammer my ass. You and I both know that outside of his realm of the house where he deals with his cowardly Republican cohorts and his powerless Democratic cohorts, you and I both know that outside of that little world, this guy is nothing but an exterminator who goes after rats, roaches, and silverfish. That's all he is.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's More of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. All right, I want you to hear some of the sound today that when DeLay went in front of the cameras to talk about the fact that he was caught. You know, this investigation is going on, has been going on for quite some time. Several of his associates have been indicted. There were probably, I'm not sure how long it'll take to take these cases to trial. But again, keep in mind, the grand jury indicted him, not district attorney, Earl. It was the grand jury. So I want you to hear, anyway, some of the whining from this miserable little bastard. And like I said, remember, Tom DeLay wields enormous power in the House. And that's more of a function of the way the House rules are set up. It is not because Tom DeLay is a powerful person or a charismatic person or displays qualities of leadership that cause people to cluster around him and do his bidding. The reason the Republicans do his bidding is because he has a huge sack full of money. One of the biggest sacks full of money in the history of the U.S. House of Representatives. That's one of the reasons his ass was indicted today. You can't do this any longer, and Tom DeLay doesn't believe that. But he's not a powerful man in any sense other than he works in a nest of thieves and cowards and charlatans. And when you work in a nest like that, if you are the most thievish or the most cowardly, you can control the other thieves and the other cowards. And this is exactly what DeLay's function is. He is not a leader by any definition of that word. He's an exploiter. He's a political terrorist. That's all he is. He believes that children should be brought from foreign countries into the North Mariana Islands where they can be sexually abused while their mothers are forced into slave labor so that U.S. clothing manufacturers can say, well, these products were made in America because they were made on Saipan in the North Mariana Islands, a U.S. protectorate. Tom DeLay sanctions child molestation, child rape, child sexual exploitation, female rape, female sexual exploitation. This guy is simply a dirty human being. He is a bad man. Do you understand that? He is a bad man. He should be removed from power. He should be prosecuted. He should be jailed. He should be locked up, taken off the street. He is more of a threat to this society than 10 John Junior Gottis. Trust me. Trust me. Trust your own ability to take a look at what DeLay has done and what he continues to do. But again, this is not a powerful man in any arena other than this nest of vipers that he operates in, and that is the U.S. House and the Republican Party. He is an exterminator. He's the bug man. He's a little pissy Texas small businessman who breathed in too much parathion back in the 70s and 80s, and his brain is just shot full of holes from all those chemicals that he breathed, right? God, from crawling around under houses and in attics and behind drywall. And why the people in Sugar Land, Texas, sent this guy to the House for 11 terms is beyond me. But then again, voters in Texas, Republican voters in Texas, are not known for their logic, intelligence, clarity of thought, dignity, justice, or honor. Let's listen to Dom DeLay on this first little soundbite from his press conference today.
This morning, in an act of blatant political partisanship, a rogue district attorney in Travis County, Texas, named Ronnie Earl,
rogue,
charged me with one count of criminal conspiracy, a reckless charge wholly unsupported by the facts.
Yeah.
This is one of the weakest, most baseless indictments in American history.
Really? Are you that important? Rogue? He's a rogue district attorney? District attorney? Travis County District Attorney Ronnie Earl? He's a Tarrant County, Texas native, 1960 graduate of Birdville High School. He's been presiding officer of the state's biggest public corruption investigation in years, maybe decades. Rogue? This guy has... he has prosecuted 15 elected officials in his office. 11 were Democrats, 4 were Republicans. Rogue? He's been around... In Texas politics longer than Tom DeLay. But don't you love it? Today, one of the most stunning miscarriages of justice occurred almost damn near in the history of America. My bug-smelling worthless ass was indicted. Ooh!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just in scene with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Okay, back to Tom DeLay press conference today. DeLay tries to explain it all the way. Again, it's astonishing to me to hear this little weasel try to slide out of the indictment brought by the grand jury and paneled by Ronnie Earle in Texas. This time he said, "Well, I wasn't a target 2 weeks ago."
Despite his long-standing animosity toward me and the abusive investigation that animosity has unfortunately rendered, as recently as 2 weeks ago, Mr. Earle himself publicly admitted I had never been a focus or target of his inquiry.
Well, guess what happened, Tom? Guess what happened, you little rat? Some of your buddies maybe added a little more a testimony that made it obvious to the grand jury that you are guilty. As much as 2 weeks ago, Ronnie Earle said I was not a target. Well, that's called a flip-flopper, right? Huh? He's a flip-flopper. Last week, there was no evidence to indict you. This week, there is. This week, you're not in jail. Eventually, you will be. Damn, everybody just a flip-flopper. Ain't they, Tom? Here's DeLay again talking about why he's been indicted.
Mr. Earle is abusing the power of his office to exact personal revenge for the role I played in the Texas Republican legislative campaign in 2002 and my advocacy for a new, fair, and constitutional congressional map for our state in 2003.
Uh-huh.
Over the course of this long and bitter political battle, it became clear that the retribution for our success would be ferocious. Today, that retribution is being exacted.
Oh, Tom, he's also coming after you because you're a Christian. He's also coming after you because you part your hair funny. He's also coming after you, let me see, because you like hot tubs. He's also coming after you because you conduct prayer meetings. He's also coming after you because you got a family. He's also coming after you because you're white. He's also coming after you because you're a Protestant. He's also coming after you. See how? Yeah, Tom. Yeah, he's not coming after you because you're a criminal son of a bitch. That has nothing to do with it. He's not coming after you because you're corrupt. He's not coming after you because you have become encased in political hubris to the point where you actually believe your own lies and deceptions. He's not coming after you, Tom, because you're a criminal. He's coming after you because he has a poisonous personal vendetta. Yeah. The new House Majority Leader, who will step in and take over for the bug man, Roy Blunt, he had a couple of words today.
During his investigation, he has gone out of his way to give several media interviews in his office, the only days he actually comes to the office, I'm told, in which he has singled me out for personal attacks.
That was my bad. That wasn't Roy Blunt. That was Tom DeLay again. Justin, play it again in a second here. This is Tom DeLay again talking about how the district attorney, whose grand jury indicted this rat killer, the district attorney can't be trusted because, you know, he talked to the press.
During his investigation, he has gone out of his way to give several media interviews in his office.
Oh.
The only days he actually comes to the office, I'm told.
Oh.
In which he has singled me out for personal attacks.
That's because you're a criminal, you bug-stomping freak! And the reason he doesn't come to his office that much is because he's out gathering evidence to put your ass in jail, Tom! But isn't it just pathetic to listen to Tom DeLay here, a cowardly little roach exterminator who somehow weaseled his way into a position of political power. Listen to him said, yeah, well, Mr. Earl doesn't even come to work. Yeah, well, Mr. Earl come after me because I'm a Christian. Of course, Mr. Earl is a Baptist, but he one of them other kind of Baptists. Mr. Earl coming after me because I'm white. Wait a minute, I already said that one, didn't I? Of course, Mr. Earl's white, too, but it's a personal vendetta. He just doesn't like me. He doesn't like, you know what? He's a Democrat. Yeah, how about that? He's a Democrat. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. You poor little creep. Isn't it amazing to listen to this? All of a sudden, now he's going to be powerless. Now remember what Tom DeLay tried to do. When was it? About a year ago, 8 months ago? He wanted his nest of snakes and worms and crawly things in the U.S. House. That would be his Republican cohort. He wanted those folks to change the law, rules of the House, so that if the House Speaker is indicted, he could retain his position of power. Remember that? The Democrats, one of the few times the Democrats raised enough sand and went to the press and said, look what he's trying to do! And they had to back down. Now you understand why Tom did that. Tom knows he's guilty. Tom knows that Ronnie Earl is following the law. Tom knows that he's not only is he indicted, but he's going to be found guilty, and he's going to go to jail. It may take a while. It may take 2, 3, 6, 8 years to put this bug eater in jail, but he is going to jail, and he tried to change the rules, just like he tried to change and succeeded in changing Texas politics by an honest, open a method of pitting ideas against other ideas. No, by gerrymandering, by shuffling the rules, changing the rules, doing all his dirty work. And now he sits there like the little bug eater that he is, right? Tom DeLay. His brain full of lesions from breathing all that parathion all those years. The new guy, Roy Blunt, the new House Majority Leader who's going to take over for the criminal at his little toy press conference today.
Tom DeLay has had to go through what he's going through right now, I think largely because of his effectiveness as a leader.
No, his effectiveness as a criminal, Roy. Not his effectiveness as a leader. His effectiveness as a leader is manifested by the fact that in the North Mariana Islands, Saipan, where lots of American GIs died in World War II, the people who run the slave labor camps there, the big factories for the American corporations, can have sex with children, thanks to Tom DeLay. That's what kind of success he's got, Roy. He believes that women should be beaten if they don't perform the way the shop foreman wants them to perform. He believes that children, 12, 11, 10-year-old girls and boys, can be brought onto that hellhole of an island where they can be sexually abused. Roy? These people are so bad. They are so evil and wicked. Terry McAuliffe. Yeah, I'm going to play a soundbite for you from Terry McAuliffe, the former DNC chairman. He got his mug on CNN today. And, even a stop clock is right twice a day.
To try and say this is some partisan witch hunt just isn't the case. This guy's gone after more Democrats than Republicans. It goes to the whole culture of corruption. You know, you've got Frist stock sale. You've got the White House procurement aide who was just arrested at his home the other day. You got Karl Rove outing a CIA operative. It's the whole culture of corruption of the Republican Party.
Well, Terry, why weren't you that vocal about the culture of corruption when you were running the Democratic National Committee? Why didn't you advise Democratic candidates to, instead of doing to George what Monica did to Bill, in their political ads, why didn't you advise the Democratic candidates to stand up on their hind legs and say what you just said? Huh? No, you didn't do that, did you? You took the Democratic Party so far to the right that it's very difficult for thinking Americans to tell the difference any longer between the two. So I tell you what, Terry, nice statement today about the culture of corruption, but you know what, pal? You know what? You are just as corrupt, and worse than that, you were a lousy, lousy leader of the Democratic National Committee. So why don't you go sit down and shut up? Aren't you lobbying for somebody now? Aren't you cashing in your chips? Go make some money, Terry. Get out of town.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more.
Right.
Funny
bad.
Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today. Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. What DeLay is charged with is a state felony punishable by up to 2 years in jail in addition to a fine. I hope this pig goes to jail. I really do. I hope that he goes to jail. Over the past 3 years, grand jurors in Travis County where this occurred have indicted three of his associates, as well as eight corporate donors, the Texas Association of Business, and DeLay's Texans for a Republican Majority. And two of DeLay associates were re-indicted this morning as part of this conspiracy indictment. So this is a massive, massive criminal enterprise that's going on here. So, you know, when this little bug eater sits there and talks about, well, this is a personal vendetta, come on. It's because you're a personal criminal, you little bug eater. According to the Austin, Texas American Statesman newspaper, it says DeLay had appeared to escape criminal scrutiny as early as last year when Travis County prosecutors concluded they did not have the jurisdiction to pursue election code violations against him. Under the law, only DeLay's local district attorney, a Republican, had jurisdiction, and that Republican expressed no interest in the case. Oh, I wonder why. But a conspiracy charge falls under the criminal code, not the election statute that bans corporate money from being spent on a campaign. And the prosecutor here has the jurisdiction to go after DeLay for conspiring with others to circumvent state law. So while most of the mechanics of DeLay's criminality has to do with election fraud and the theft of or the perversion, the attempted destruction of our system of electing our representatives, he's been indicted under a felony state law. God. Now, in the meantime, Bill Frist, Bill Frist, who got caught selling HCA stock, Hospital Corporation of America. That's a company that his father and his brothers own. HCA Corporation, who a company that had to pay almost $2 billion in fines because of massive fraud committed against United States taxpayers. That would be the Medicare fund. These people also are filthy, filthy criminals, and I don't give the tinker's damn what kind of a heart surgeon Bill Frist is. I wouldn't let him take a bunion off my foot. This guy is a liar, a cheat, and a sneak. Can you imagine Bill Frist cutting your chest open? Oh, Jesus. So Frist is facing an investigation now by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the District Attorney of Manhattan because of his criminal, filthy, cheesy, stealing activities. He spoke to the press yesterday.
My only objective in selling the stock was to eliminate the appearance of a conflict of interest. I had no information about HCA or its performance that was not publicly available when I directed the trustees to sell the stock.
Really? Really? Is that right, Bill? You had no... Oh, okay. You didn't know that half a dozen of the corporate executives at HCA had sold their stock because the company is tanking? You didn't know any of that, did you? Nah, of course you didn't, you little old heart surgeon, you. Who's a little old heart surgeon? You are, right? You're a little old sneaky heart surgeon, aren't you, huh? Oh, my goodness. Now, Tom DeLay back on Fox with Britt Hume. These last two, you got to hear this. More ethics charges, racketeering, yada, yada.
I've been going through this for 10 years. I've had ethics charges filed starting in 1993.
Because you're a thug.
In 1995, a racketeering suit right after that, some more ethics.
You
had
to shut
right
up, boy.
All of them have been dismissed, and we knew that this. And this has been going on for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Multiple grand juries And then they come out with an indictment that my own lawyers don't know what I'm charged with.
Oh, really? Well, I know half a dozen talk show hosts here at Air America who know what you're charged with, you little bug eater. You're charged with criminal fraud and conspiracy and lies and being a Christian and because you have white skin and you're a male. And that's why you're charged. You're charged because you love the flag. And you love America and you love the troops. That's why you're being charged. A bunch of communist Democrat thugs have engineered. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure what he means in this last soundbite here. Does anybody know what the expression get in the weeds means?
I really don't want to get in the weeds on
it. I understand
that. But the corporate money that was sent to the Republican State Election Committee, it could be used by them for their administrative purposes. It's
right.
Like your brother-in-law sending you some money to take care of the rent. They have other money, legitimate hard money, as it's called, raised by, legitimately
from individuals
that they can send
help
down
him.
Into the races. It's very legal, and it's been done for years and years and years.
Yeah,
and
so
the Democrats do it and the Republicans do it.
Yeah, sure. So has murder been done for years and years and years, too? Huh? So's using drugs. So is child molestation. That's been done for years and years and years and years, too, right, Tom? Huh? What's that? It's like, hey, cue that up. No, we don't have time. All right, I want to hear that again when we come back, because unless you got time, can you play it again? You got time?
I really don't want to get in the weeds on
it. I understand
it,
that.
But the corporate money that was sent to the Republican
right,
State
that's
Election
enough.
Committee.
I don't want to get in the weeds. I don't want to get in the weeds on that. Huh? Is that what he said? Would somebody send me an email? What is, I don't want to get in the weeds on that. What does that mean? Does that mean I don't want to get too close to the truth or I'll go up in flames? What does that mean? Quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. We have more on Tom DeLay and some other stuff, too. And we'll be taking your phone calls. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Texas prosecutor says he's just doing his job
following the indictment of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The Texas grand jury today charged DeLay and two others with conspiracy in connection with an alleged campaign finance scheme. DeLay responded by accusing prosecutor Ronnie Earle of being a partisan fanatic who engineered a baseless indictment for political purposes. When reporters asked Earle about that charge, he responded, quote, "Our job is to prosecute abuses of power." Lawmakers who approved billions of dollars to help rebuild the Gulf Coast following Hurricane Katrina say there are worrisome signs of wasteful spending, citing no-bid contracts and relaxation of government spending rules to speed the flow of money to the Gulf Coast. House members say government auditors need to be aggressive in oversight. Congress has approved more than $62 billion in Katrina aid. In the weeks after the storm, more than 80% of the $1.5 billion in contracts awarded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency for Katrina work were handed out with little or no competition, and they had open-ended or vague terms that previous audits have cited as being highly prone to abuse. The American Red Cross, the latest target for criticism for its Hurricane Katrina relief efforts, the agency being accused of waging a disaster response operation that was chaotic in some areas and unequal in others. Some black activists say the Red Cross provided better services in white areas than in mostly black areas, especially in the first few days after the storm. Many Katrina evacuees also complained about trying to get through to Red Cross telephone hotlines for hours without success. The charges come even as the agency's hurricane donations now near the $1 billion mark, more than double all other charities combined. Just 2 months before Katrina hit, the city of Biloxi, Mississippi took a gamble that paid off. The coastal town got a disaster insurance policy on its dozen floating casinos, which were all smashed by the storm. For $92,000, Biloxi got a business interruption policy that will pay out $10 million. The timely purchase came at the urging of the city mayor, A.J. Holloway. A city spokesman says he will now be known as a genius for that. Casino proceeds pay for one-third of the budget in Biloxi. The policy covers about 6 months of lost revenue. Northwest Airlines upping its demands. The airline is operating under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Now they want $190 million in cuts from ground workers, up from $107 million. An airline official says Northwest will ask a judge to overturn its contract with the International Association of Machinists if it doesn't get these concessions. The airline saying they also want workers to take an additional temporary 5% pay cut while the airline is in bankruptcy. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you can see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I've got a bunch of emails here about In the Weeds. It's from the food service business. It's what your waitron may say. According to Joe here, it roughly equates to being in over one's head, like if you're a waiter and your section is just getting to be too much for you to handle. Orders too slow, too many people, problems with the food, etc. Who else? Thanks, Joe. Several of you emailed in what the term means. Who is this? Randy wrote in, I teach idioms in ESL classes in Seoul, South Korea, and you're listening on the internet, huh? I'm also from Missouri, so I kind of figure that what this is intended to mean is that he doesn't want to get down and dirty. He doesn't want to get into a knife fight, if you will. He doesn't want to get down to the same level as his attackers. I kind of like that one, too. One more here. Abby, is this from Abby? Yeah. In other words, he's saying he doesn't want to wade into the subject because it would be difficult and confusing and lead to more questions. In the weeds is waitress lingo for having a very busy, confusing time, Abby writes. Okay, you guys have convinced me. There's a couple more here. This is from Chris. It means, I can't say the word he's got here. It means a blank load of orders are coming in. You're already behind on the current one. Substitute indictments for orders in delays case. Okay, I gotcha. One more, man, in the weeds, Rob in New York City. In the weeds is an expression that was that we used to use in restaurants when waiters and bartenders would get overwhelmed and lost when it was really busy. All right, I got it. Thanks to everybody who sent that. Frankie, when I used to wait tables, the phrase get into the weeds meant to get over one's head with the situation one could not handle. All right. Thanks, everybody. My question is, what the hell is he using it for? He's a bug eater. You know, his thing is smash. He reminds me of Frank Booth. How many times have I said that? Remember in Blue Velvet? Frank Booth putting that little breathing that stuff. And Tom DeLay has spent how many years before he went to Congress breathing bug exterminating juice. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so high. Tom DeLay, the Frank Booth of the U.S. House of Representatives. I've got to hear him. I've got to hear him one more time here. I want to hear that get in the weeds thing again. Jason, can you do that?
I really don't want to get in the weeds on this.
I understand that.
But the corporate money that was sent to the Republican State Election Committee could be used by them for their administrative purposes.
It's sort of like
your brother-in-law sending you some money to take care of the rent. They have other monies that are legitimate hard money, as it's called, raised by, legitimately
from individuals
that they can send into the races. It's very legal, and it's been done for years and years
By by Democrats.
Democrats do it, the Republicans.
Okay, and don't you just love the way Brit Hume, this crack Fox News guy, Brit Hume, trying to help him with the answers, just like that little weasel Sean Hannity did tonight. That was just something to see. I was sitting back in, you know, I'm in New York City all this week instead of being back in Atlanta where I really belong. And I'm sitting in Majority Report, their area over here on online. And before Sam came on the air, you know, they have the TV monitor in there. And I look up and it's Fox News and there's Hannity talking to DeLay. And I bring the sound up and Hannity must be the stupidest person ever invented. His questions made no sense. Even Tom DeLay was correcting him. It was unbelievable. Hannity, he listens to the first 2 hours of this program every night. Hannity, you're as stupid now as you were in Atlanta. I don't care how much money the ABC pays you. You are such a dumbass. You really are. You really are, Sean. You ought to go back to fighting the lesbians out in Los Angeles. That's what he used to do. Now, one more time. You got to hear. I want to hear this Bill Frist thing again. Remember, Frist is under scrutiny now. He's going to be indicted eventually. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the District Attorney of Manhattan, they want to know about this stock sale of HCA stock. You know, Frist is supposed to have kept everything in a blind trust. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Blind trust. Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Hospital Corporation of America is another criminal enterprise. They had to pay $1.8 billion in fines to the federal government for the crimes they committed involving Medicare fraud. And obviously, Bill, whose family founded HCA and whose family still manages and owns it, I guess, Bill is going to have lots of stock in the criminal enterprise known as Hospital Corporation of America. These people don't give a damn about folks that check in the hospital for care, for a surgical procedure or an illness. They just want the money, no matter how they get it. This is part of the Bush crime family mentality. This is the great leadership of the Republican Party. This guy is the Senate Majority Leader, and he's a liar. He's a liar. He's just like Tom DeLay, a powerless little snake who likes to cut people's chests open. I wonder what the survival rate is for people who have gone under the knife to Bill Frist. Would you? Would you let a liar, a sneak, and a cheat cut your rib cage open and go after your heart? Ah! Well, he had a little press conference the other day, too. You know, the story he's trying to get out there in the media and keep out there is that he wanted to dump his stock in HCA so that would make him more effective in developing health care for all Americans and, you know, kind of get rid of that appearance of a conflict of interest.
My only objective in selling the stock was to eliminate the appearance of a conflict of interest. I had no information about HCA or its performance that was not publicly available when I directed the trustees to sell the stock.
Okay, Bill. So as Ari Berman, writing at The Nation Online today, he says... this is for the October 17th issue of The Nation. Ari writes, the indictment of DeLay sent a shockwave through the Republican establishment, which is already reeling from a swath of criminal and ethics investigations. Three individuals, eight corporations, and two political action committees connected to DeLay already have been indicted as a result of the probe. In addition, the government's top procurement official... What Ari is trying to say there is Bush's top procurement official, David Safavian, was arrested
a week or so ago for obstructing a criminal investigation into Jack Abramoff, a close ally of Tom DeLay. Abramoff himself is under criminal investigation for defrauding Indian tribes and was indicted for wire fraud in Florida in a separate case. Top White House aides, including Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, have been targeted by a special prosecutor investigating the outing of CIA agent Valerie Plame. Republican Representative Duke Cunningham announced he would not run for re-election after overselling his house for $750,000 to a military industry lobbyist. He, too, has been indicted. Food and Drug Administration Chief Lester Crawford resigned unexpectedly after just 2 months on the job, probably because of failure to report his wife's sizable pharmaceutical holdings. And DeLay's Senate counterpart, Bill Frist, is battling possible insider trading charges for dumping his HCA stock. How about these Republicans? Oh, we have Blue Velvet. Here we go. Frank Booth. Tom DeLay. Oh, bring that up. Bring that up, Jason.
Oh, baby.
Hey, I'm Tom DeLay. Here, let me put this over your nose and mouth. Oh, breathe deep. Oh, let's go kill some bugs.
Gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here. Not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
That sounds like good frog march music, doesn't it? Huh? Can't you just see DeLay and Frist and the rest of them walking up the ramp into, or out, or down the ramp out of the federal courthouse in handcuffs? The name of the song is "Here Come the Bastards," by the way. Oh, Ari Berman writing at The Nation, just one more sentence. He points out, he quotes Melanie Sloan of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. And Melanie says the following, quote, "The fact that Tom DeLay is under criminal indictment and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is under criminal investigation is a historic first. This demonstrates the culture of corruption among the congressional leadership that has become a cancer on our country." Yeah. The only word I would add to what Melanie Sloan said is put in the word Republican. This demonstrates the culture of corruption among the Republican congressional leadership that has become a cancer on our country. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? This is a result of 12 years going back, well, actually 13, going back to 1992 when Newt Gingrich was working to become Speaker of the House, put together his famous or infamous word list of how Republicans should pollute and corrupt the system in challenging Democratic office holders. Newt is as responsible for destroying trust in our political system as anybody in this country, up to and including Karl Rove. Newt Gingrich, not only was he a sexual hypocrite, you know, this is a guy who was boinking an intern, yeah, who was working for one of the House subcommittees on agriculture, Newt Gingrich, while he was married. This is a guy who, you know Gingrich's history. He's a real woman hater. He married his math teacher, his high school math teacher. That was his first marriage. No, I'm serious. He did. He married his math teacher. When she got ill with cancer and had surgery, he went into her hospital room after her surgery to let her know that he was filing for divorce. It was either that or that he didn't like the terms of the child support and alimony he was supposed to pay. You know, the woman just came out of the surgery. His next wife is the one that he cheated on during the time when everybody was going after Bill Clinton and his hoe. Of course, you know, Bill Clinton's hoe never, I don't think Clinton ever fully
actualize his little relationship or didn't consummate it. But Newt was boinking this child on the who was working as an intern and eventually married her, you know, made her into an honest woman. Isn't that the expression? But prior to that, prior to his having an affair with this young woman who was working for a House Agriculture Subcommittee, it was common knowledge around Washington, and since Newt had been or was a member of Congress from Georgia, it was common knowledge around Georgia that Newt couldn't keep his fly zipped either. He used to like to go out in the parking lot, the House parking lot, and pick whatever intern happened to be available and go out in the parking lot and get what is referred to as a nooner. And did this with enough frequency that the uniform Secret Service guards who keep a watch on the federal property up there, it just became a joke. Oh, Newt's out in the car, you know, doing so-and-so. Oh, okay, well, it's just disgusting. Why am I talking about this? Because these are the people, this is your Republican leadership. These corrupt bastards, what they have done to our system in the past 12 years is beyond belief, and it may be beyond repair. But this is what your Republicans have done, America, with their remember the contract on America? Oh, we're going to do this. Ethical behavior. Oh, we're going to balance the budget. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to do that. You filthy, contemptible backbenchers. You bug juice sniffing freaks. This is the result of 12 years of congressional Republican leadership and 5 years of Republicans destroying the executive branch. How do you feel tonight, Mr. and Mrs. America? Huh? Is it okay what these Republicans have done? And the hell hasn't started yet. We are just finding out what the hell, the depth of the hell that we're facing. These people set out specifically to destroy this country. That's what the Republicans decided to do. Let's destroy America. Let's just beat the living hell out of it. Why? For sport. Too many Negroes. Let's kill America. Look what they've done.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today. If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Serve your right to be alone. Serve you right to suffer. Serve you right to be alone. Because you are still living the day done past and gone.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, back to this Republican thing for just a second. You remember Bill Bennett, the guy who tried to present himself during the Reagan years as a real moralist. He was the Reagan's Secretary of Education. Then he wrote a couple of books. And then it turns out he was an addicted gambler, one of Vegas and Atlantic City's high rollers. When they saw this lard ass coming, everybody's eyes popped up dollar signs. He has a radio talk show, don't they all? It's called Bill Bennett's Morning in America. And it's carried by approximately 115 radio stations. And they claim to have an estimated weekly audience, excuse me, of about 1.25 million people. Well, on the September 28th broadcast, or by the way, it's syndicated by Salem Radio Network. You remember them. They're the ones who refused to allow their television stations to carry Ted Koppel's reading of Americans killed in Iraq, American soldiers killed in Iraq. Salem is a wicked, evil organization. Bill Bennett is a thug, just like so many of these overweight white men. Who, I don't know, there's so many things I like to say about these people. I can't do it because this is commercial radio. Maybe I should bail out of Air America and just go to work for a satellite radio where I can say whatever I want, right? Oh no, that would I'd spend the whole night just with cuss words. Oh my God, it's awful. Anyway, get this. This is at MediaMatters.org. Addressing a caller's suggestion that, quote, the lost revenue from the people who have been aborted in the last 30 years, close quote, that's what a caller said, would be enough to preserve Social Security's solvency. Yeah, some freak called in and said, well, you know, think about all the people who have been aborted. Jesus. And if they hadn't been, that would be enough to preserve the solvency of Social Security. Well, the response to that from radio host and former Reagan administration Secretary of Education Bill Bennett was to dismiss what he called the caller's far-reaching extensive extrapolations. And he went on to say that if you wanted to reduce crime, if that were your sole purpose, now sit down. Especially our listeners of color. Bill Bennett said that if you wanted to reduce crime, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down. Bennett conceded that aborting all African American babies, quote, would be an impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible thing to do. End quote. And then he added again, quote, but the crime rate would go down, close quote. Mr. Bennett's remark was apparently inspired by the claim that legalized abortion has reduced crime rates, which was put forth in the book Freakonomics, published in May of this year by Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner. But Levitt and Dubner argued that aborted fetuses would have been more likely to grow up poor and in single-parent or teenage-parent households and therefore more likely to commit crimes. They did not put forth Bennett's race-based argument. Now, I want to give you the whole back and forth here, limited edition. Bill Bennett and his caller. And again, keep in mind, Salem Radio Network syndicates this filthy pig, and he's on 115 radio stations. Can you believe this? Now, we have to admit right up front that a lot of those 115 are nothing more than fake, putrid Christian radio stations that broadcast hate and dissent and wickedness all over America. They're not real Christian. I put quotes around the word Christian, but they profess to be Christian, and they're not. They're demonic. Here's the quick transcript. Caller. I notice the national media, you know, they talk a lot about the loss of revenue or the inability of the government to fund Social Security. I was curious, and I've read articles in recent months here, that the abortions that have happened since Roe v. Wade, the loss of revenue from the people who have been aborted in the last 30-something years, could fund Social Security as we know it today. And the media just doesn't, you know, never touches this at all. Bennett. Assuming that they're all productive citizens. Caller. Assuming that they are, even if only a portion of them were, it would be an enormous amount of revenue. Bennett. Maybe, but we don't know what the cost would be, too. I think as, well, you know, abortion disproportionately occurs among single women. No? Caller. I don't know the exact statistics, but quite a bit are, yeah. Bennett. All right. Well, I mean, I just don't know. I would not argue for the pro-life position based on this because you don't know. I mean, it cuts both. Well, you know, one of the arguments in the book Freakonomics that they make is that the declining crime rate, you know, they deal with this hypothesis that one of the reasons crime is down is that abortion is up. Well, caller. Well, I don't think that statistic is accurate. Bennett. Well, I don't think it is either. I don't think it is either because, first of all, there's just too much that you don't know. But I do know that it's true that if you wanted to reduce crime, you could, you know, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down. That would be an impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible thing to do, but your crime rate would go down. I don't know. Maybe it is extremely inflammatory of me to quote this filthy pig on Air America or on this program. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I can imagine if somebody out there right now who might have a drop of African blood, you know, just enough to color the skin or nap up the hair a little bit or color the eyes. You know how it is in this country, the one drop rule. You have what? Your great, 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 great grandmother might have been 1/8 Irish, 1/8 African and 7/8 Irish. Oh, well, then you're an African-American, right, booby? You know how it works in this country. You know how it works in this country. But if I were one of those folks, you know, one of them, one of those people who fall under the one-drop rule, and this rancid son of a bitch, Bill Bennett, came on a radio station and said that if all black babies in America were to be aborted, the crime rate would go down. You know what I would do? I can't say what I would do on this radio station or I lose my job. It's just unbelievable. How many black folk voted for these Republican pigs last time? Oh, I know, it was small. How many gay folk voted for these Republican pigs? Oh, I know, it wasn't that big. How many small business owners voted for these Republican pigs the last time around? Huh? How many farmers voted for these Republican swine? What is wrong in this country that anybody votes for them? These are Republicans. They are racist. They are killers. They hate the country. They despise the military. They hate families. They hate children. Tom DeLay wants to provide children sex slaves in the North Mariana Islands. You don't believe it? Do a Google search. You'll find it. And Bill Bennett says crime would go down if every black baby was aborted? Oh, you son of a bitch! And here we sit. And you wonder, you know, what would prompt an overfed, degenerate Caucasian like Bill Bennett to think that he can make a statement like that in the United States on September 28th, 2005? You know why he does it? For the same reason that a dog will stop every 100 yards and sit down and spread his legs and lick himself. Because he can.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500. So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Unbelievable stuff, huh? Johnny Mills in. Imagine what degenerates Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell are. They have voluntarily submerged themselves among these swine. Pathetic. Yeah. Wow. And Bobby Mills, and didn't the Nazis say the same thing about the Jews? These bastards want me want to vomit blood. Have I told you how much I hate these stupid? Oh, I see. Yeah, thanks, Bob. It's astonishing, isn't it? That someone can get on a radio station, 115 radio stations, and say that. Diane emails in, the crime rate would really go down if we aborted all male fetuses. Crime, especially violent crime, is overwhelmingly committed by males. Well, yeah, and more often than not, males are fathers. Oh, God. But this is what you do if you are a Republican. This is what you do. You make statements like that because you know that you can get away with it. You work for Salem Radio Network. You have Bill Bennett's Morning in America program. And you can come on the air and say the crime rate would really go down if every black baby were murdered. Didn't King Herod do that? Looking for the Jewish Messiah, didn't he order the slaughter and butchery of Jewish kids? Huh? I don't know. I can't handle these people anymore. I really can't. I can't handle these people anymore. I can't handle what they say. I can't handle the ugliness of how they say it. I don't know how they are allowed to continue doing what they do. Oh, well. All right. I would like to do some phone calls now, if you all don't mind. Okay? The stuff we've had on the program tonight really makes me, I can't wait for another hour and 7 minutes so I can leave the studio here and go home and take a real hot shower and wash off all this filth. Let's start with LaShonda, who's called in from Austin, Texas, about Tom DeLay. LaShonda, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you? I'm sorry, hate man. How are you tonight?
Yeah, hate man.
Hate man.
Yeah, you heard that guy last night.
Yes, I did. I was laughing.
What was it? Up here in Vancouver, we refer to you as hate man.
Internationally known and nationally recognized.
I love it.
Right.
I love it. Just call me anything, but call me.
Right. I'm down here in Austin, and today I got the news about DeLay being indicted. Oh, my God, Mike, I was a mad woman. I was tapping white folks on the shoulder like, hey, did you hear? Tom DeLay got indicted today. Just arrogant about it. Oh, my goodness. I made my own self sick.
Oh, God. He's got to go to jail. This pig has got to go to jail. He has to. Please let him go to jail.
Do you think they're going to really send him away?
It depends on what sort of a jury they get. I know they're not going to try him in Sugar Land, Texas. I'm not sure where this grand jury was impaneled. I know the name of the county, but I don't know Texas that well. So it depends. It just depends on the makeup of the jury. If there are folks on that jury who truly believe in justice, who truly believe in that Republicans have corrupted our political system, then he's going down. He will go to jail. But if not, then like most Republicans, he'll get away with his crime.
Jeez,
frankly, I hope this trial doesn't occur for the long time, months, because DeLay can't do squat. You know, he can still be the indicted representative from Sugar Land, Texas, but he can't hold his position of power. I know a lot of folks, cynics, will say, well, he'll be working behind the scenes. Only insofar as the other Republicans don't smell his blood. Because look what happened to Newt. Newt was the most powerful man in American politics after Bill Clinton.
Right.
But his cohorts started smelling his sweat and his blood, and they put the long knives in Newt Gingrich so fast he didn't know which way was up or down. They're going to do the same thing to Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay is history, but like the assassins did to Julius Caesar, they're going to do it. You know, the last thing out of this guy's mouth, he's going to look at Hastert, and he's going to say, et tu, Hastert? And Hastert's going to say, oh, man, shut up. You know, just die. Just get out of here.
So I guess the most that they can give him is 2 years. I'm like, yeah, that'll be enough time for him to lift weights and convert to Islam in jail.
Yeah, real fast. Real fast. He'll be talking the talk and walking funny.
I just can't wait. The other thing I just wanted to comment on right fast was I heard you talking about Bill Bennett making that comment about killing black babies.
Uh-huh.
What's up with that?
Well, that's what Republicans, this is what white Republicans talk about. If there is such a thing in this country as a black Republican, you know, somebody sent me an email, and I'm wondering, what is Condoleezza Rice thinking about tonight? I mean, here's a woman who is arguably got more power than any black female in the history of this country, and the former Reagan education secretary talking about how crime would really go down if black babies were aborted. What must this woman be thinking about?
I don't know.
What must anybody? A black woman, a white woman, a green woman, I don't care. Bill Bennett is talking about killing your child. Jesus, where do we live? LaShonda, I got a break. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. We'll be back right after the break. Stick around. Final hour coming up. Nothing but your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelin'. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The White House warns there are still many dangerous days, weeks, and months ahead for the people in Iraq and the coalition forces stationed there. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the terrorist organizations and insurgent elements are being backed into a corner.
The terrorists will continue to seek to carry out their violence and become more desperate. And we can expect that there will be more violence as the Iraqi people move forward on securing their freedom and democracy.
McClellan also said it is the terrorists who are intent on driving a civil war in Iraq in an effort to bring chaos into the fragile country. U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been indicted in connection with a campaign finance scheme. Correspondent Terry Moore has the latest.
A Texas grand jury handed down a one-count indictment for alleged criminal conspiracy. DeLay, who has called the probe a partisan witch hunt, says he is stepping aside as majority leader temporarily.
This is one of the weakest, most baseless indictments in American history. This act is the product of a coordinated, premeditated campaign of political retribution.
Meanwhile, House Republicans moved quickly to temporarily replace DeLay as majority leader. The number three Republican in the House, Missouri's Roy Blunt, moves up a slot from House Majority Whip. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
According to a new timetable announced by New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, residents who live in the driest areas of the hurricane-ravaged city will be allowed to return at the end of this week. Under Nagin's plan, only areas that remain flooded, especially the hard-hit Ninth Ward, will remain off-limits to residents by the middle of next week. Everyone else has the green light to return home for good. One of the health considerations in the wake of both hurricanes is mold that is thriving in the very wet conditions of the Gulf Coast. Don Dornberg reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Dr. Stephen Redd says removing mold needs to be a priority. If it's more than 10 square feet, a professional should be brought in, but in most cases, the task can be accomplished by the property owner.
But if they're doing things that would cause them to be exposed to airborne mold, such as remediating, taking down walls, stirring up dust, we do recommend respiratory protection.
Don Dornberg, Atlanta.
Rising prices at the gas pump are apparently to blame for a record number of Americans who were late paying their credit card bills in the second quarter. The American Bankers Association said the percentage of credit card accounts 30 days or more late increased from 4.76% to 4.81%. The chief economist of the group says gas was the driving factor. He says for people struggling to meet their financial obligations, rising gasoline prices added to the strain. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com. Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Welcome back. It is about 7 minutes past the hour. And, you know, we've been discussing this evening, so let's move on to your phone calls now, okay? If you like doing that? All right, let's do it. Let's start with here in Manhattan. One of the billionaires for Bush is calling. We'll get the phone straightened out someday. Darren is calling from North Carolina. Darren, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing fine, Darren.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking with the prison overcrowding situation, I think that Tom DeLay, we need to take it easy on him. I found the perfect place for Tom DeLay to serve his sentence. Dick Cheney calls it the tropics.
Yeah.
George W. Bush says everyone there is treated humanely. Congressman Duncan Hunter says that he can have glazed chicken or lemon fish with fresh fruit, steamed peas and mushrooms, and rice pilaf.
Yeah.
And he gets his own holy book to read, which may or may not be flushed down the toilet.
Yeah.
I say he serves his time at Guantanamo.
You know, that would be that's a good choice. I'll go with that choice. I think that's good. I think it's good.
I mean, you know, can he get any better?
No,
it's rice pilaf.
Now, what do you? That's one of them French dishes, isn't it? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen to DeLay?
To be honest, I don't think he can stay. I mean, 2006 is going to be bad anyway. I think they'll throw him out. I think they'll throw him out of Congress. I'm not sure. I don't think he'll be convicted. Maybe not. But I think he'll be thrown out of Congress.
Sort of like they did to Newt. Newt resigned, but only after...
Well, yeah, and it'll be the same way. They won't throw him out, but he'll fall on his own sword.
Mm. Well, I hope they convict him. But I kind of feel the way you do. The Republicans are so corrupt, and they've corrupted so many minds in this country. I don't know. It depends on the jury.
And also, you know, he still has all his contacts.
That's right.
So, you know, they're not going to, as far as the Republican machine goes, they're not going to throw him out and lose all of his contacts and his money and everything. So, you know, they're not going to embarrass him.
Yeah, I just hope this prosecutor down in Texas, the one who presented the evidence to the grand jury that indicted this rat, I just hope this prosecutor doesn't, you know, commit suicide.
I don't think he will. I think he'll go after him. But, you know, will he be tried in Texas?
Yeah, it has to be tried in Texas. Yeah,
you know, that's why I say I don't think he'll be convicted.
Yeah.
I mean.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for checking in, Darren. I appreciate your point of view. Philip is calling from San Diego, listening on KLSD. Hey, Philip.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
You know, I was thinking earlier today with Tom DeLay that he's called a hammer. He should change his name to the shovel, I think. Because every time he opens his mouth, he seems to be digging his own grave.
Let's
what
hope.
Idiot.
Yeah, let's hope. Of course, we're referring to a political grave. But, yeah, let's hope. Let's hope that's exactly what he's digging or has dug.
Yeah, a political grave.
Yeah.
Well, today I had a little bit of fun with the office of Democrat Representative Taylor from Mississippi. I was so angry last night when I was watching Brownie on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to call last night, but I figured I better not. I'll get beeped again for saying a naughty word.
Yes,
anyhow, I called Taylor's office today.
Yeah.
And I clued him into what was happening, you know, that the guy perjured himself. And the guy that answered the phone that's worked for Taylor for 16 years said, well, gee, I didn't really know about it.
Mm.
So I clued it into him. So just, you know, for the listeners, Mr. Taylor, Representative Taylor, is aware of it now. So I'm interested to see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Now, I just can't get over all the criminals. But, you know, you've been warning people about that for a year now?
Well, I started referring to the Bush crime family, which is not just his bloodline. It's anyone who attaches or associates with this filthy man. And Tom DeLay comes out of the same nest of vipers that George Bush does. So, yeah, we've been talking about it for a couple, 3 years, even longer. I remember before Bush, before he was even officially the nominee of the Republican Party way back in 1998, the handwriting was on the wall. This is one of the stupidest, most corrupt men, a failure at everything he's ever touched, a co-conspirator with the Saudi royal family and the bin Laden family to rip and rape American consumers. He's a criminal. George Bush is a damn criminal. Anyone associated with him is a criminal. Look at it. You know, the list of people, when this filthy 8-year Bush regime is over, the list of people who had to resign under a cloud of suspicion or were indicted or involved in corruption is going to be greater than the list that occurred in the Reagan years. In the Reagan years, it topped 230 people who were Reagan appointees who wound up either resigning under a cloud of suspicion to stop prosecution or were indicted or were convicted. They may have had their convictions overturned with presidential pardons, which totally perverts our legal system. But the Bush crime family even exceeds the Reagans and Nixon combined. So, yeah, we've been talking about the Bush crime family for a number of years because they are a crime family.
Absolutely. And, you know, it sounded today like he was putting out talking points.
Which one?
The Hannity's and the idiots for the rest of the week. You know?
Who, Bush or
no, DeLay.
DeLay, which, yeah, you know, yeah.
Rogue district attorney. Rogue.
Oh yeah, rogue district attorney. Can you believe that? Here's a guy who has, 15 politicians he's prosecuted. 11 of them were Democrats. And this rat bastard has the audacity to say he's a rogue politician or this is politically motivated. He says that, DeLay does, because he understands one essential fact about America. Most of us here are as stupid as a sack full of doorknobs.
Oh, tell me about it. These people still support these people. You still turn on Hannity. You still turn on Fox.
That's right.
Stupid, stupid, stupid people. You know, we're doing it to ourselves, you know. And you know it. You know, this weekend people went out and protested all week in Washington and here in San Diego. And stupid people came out. Stupid people. One group from our college had Hamas Palestinian things wrapped around their faces, and they were marching in the front of our march, you know, which turned off a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's
on our side, on their side, and I've talked about that with you before. It just amazes me. It makes me just want to smack my head on a wall.
I know. There's so many issues that need to be addressed. I just wish they could be addressed individually. Thanks for checking in, Philip. I appreciate your comments. Nora is calling from Minneapolis. Nora, welcome to the program.
Hello?
There she is. Hi, Nora. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I'm listening here on Air America, Minnesota.
Well, that's a good place to be.
I thought if I was Tom DeLay's career counselor, I would be thinking, follow Joel Albaugh, become a master lobbyist.
Yeah, and hover around disasters like a vulture, like a carrion eater, and award the contracts to people who will give you some kickbacks. That's what you do when you come out of Texas politics or the Republican Party.
You know, I was wondering about when I heard on Friday Wellstone being used as a verb,
mm-hmm.
about the people in Congress don't want to go against the war because they don't want to be well-stoned.
Right.
Was that on your show, do you remember, or was that a different one?
I think somebody has referenced the word well-stone as a verb, but I'm certainly not on just my program.
I guess the new wave is coming on. It felt so good today, like happy days are here again.
Yeah, well, we'll
a
see. We'll see. I want to see them all go to jail. I like to see Bush and Cheney go to jail. Hey, thanks for checking in, Nora. I'm glad you tuned in Minneapolis. We love our affiliate up there deeply. What's the expression? Deeply. Oh well, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined.
Call 1-800-338-2218,
and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218. What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
Two past the hour. Just got an email. Apparently, Tom DeLay will be tried in Austin, Texas. The next thing that he has to do is to go to Austin to be fingerprinted and photographed. God, I wish they would just handcuff him and you know, like they do the corporate criminals. It's one thing to steal your investors' money or your shareholders' money. It's something else, again, to try to corrupt and destroy an entire political system. They ought to frog march this bastard in and out of there. His attorney is just freaking out. Dick DeGuerin, DeLay's attorney, said, "What we're trying to avoid is Ronnie Earle having him taken," that's the prosecutor, "having him taken down in handcuffs and fingerprinted and photographed. That's uncalled for, and I don't think that's going to happen." Well, maybe not Dick, but I think it would be appropriate, and certainly would be poetic. Oh, wouldn't it be poetic? All right. Let's see who's up next here. Who can we victimize? How about Dave in Orange County, California? Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dave.
I listened to Harrison on the Edge when he subbed for you on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And he, first of all, it was quite enjoyable. He threw out a little tidbit that he didn't really amplify on, and I had to go research myself, regarding Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He said it had been repealed. That's not quite true, but there is an article in The Advocate, which is the national gay newspaper, or gay news magazine, that it has, in fact, been suspended for any troops that are scheduled to go to Iraq.
Yeah, because they don't care. You know, when you're fighting an illegal war, give us gays, give us straights, give us Jew, Gentile, black, white, give us a 17-year-old or a 57-year-old. We don't care.
That's exactly right, and it parallels an experience that I had in 1972. I was 18. I had a very low lottery number for the draft, and I went to my pre-induction physical. And the sergeant who was ushering us through this yelled at us and said, "Don't none of you tell me you're queer, because I'm sick of hearing about it. I got a few working for me, and I can't stand them." Well, when the examiner got to me, he asked, you know, "Are you homosexual?" I said, "Yes." And he wrote it down.
Yeah.
Then later, they scratched it off my form and made me 1A. So, you know, they needed bodies for Vietnam, they need bodies for Iraq, and so being gay is okay.
If when they need the bodies, sure, absolutely.
Well, the hypocrisy is just astonishing. It's just never-ending.
Yeah, and it certainly isn't new. The hypocrisy, though, in the age of Bush has become kind of like a sticky, a five-inch deep surface on everything in this country. No matter what you walk or where you walk or what you touch, it's sticky and it's hard to move. And it's like, you've ever had those dreams where something's pursuing you and you're trying to get away? And you're just trying to run like hell, and your legs will barely move, and your arms are pumping, but they're only pumping like at one-tenth the normal speed. You ever had one of those dreams?
Oh, sure, and that parallels the ad campaign of KTLK out here in Los Angeles. They talk about the right-wing goo.
Really? Right-wing goo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. But I kind of see things when I get really, really in a weird frame of mind. Everything in the country, every doorknob, every interstate highway, every mustache trimmer, every person, everything covered with this thick, viscous, sticky surface that's just slowing things down and making things miserable and like a bad dream. And I wish it would go away. It needs to be purged. We all need an acid bath. Whoa.
I agree.
All right. Thanks a lot for checking in. All right.
Okay.
All right, sir. Take care. An acid bath? All right, maybe not that. What's this? We have two open lines? Is that right, Jason? Oh, my God. That's the first time in Malloy program history. What, did I say something to piss people off? 866-303-2270 as we chunk along here. Jump in for the fun. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today. The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. All right, back to the phone calls really, really quick. Nick is calling from New York City. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be on the air. I just had a quick comment so that you can get back to other calls. I've been hearing a lot of complaints regarding the protest rallies the past week, and sometimes I hear this at other rallies, especially here in New York City with ANSWER, and that is that the protest rallies are too diverse, or at least the ideas there are too diverse.
Yeah, we talked about that prior to last Saturday's demonstration. I happen to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the ideas that are presented at these rallies by International ANSWER and the other organizations are deserving of a hearing, certainly, deserving of, in some instances, demonstrations, yada, 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 but the only issue I'm concerned with right now, and this shows the narrowness of my point of view, I guess, but the only issue I'm concerned with right now is stopping this war, and as a subtext to that, removing the Bush administration from power.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense, and I agree with that, but, you know, we've been working since the run-up to the war, and if in fact before that, as a coalition of people across the nation, across the world, who are against specific issues around the world regarding war, especially the Israel-Palestinian conflict, because
right.
We didn't have the Iraq conflict at that time. We just had the run-up to it. So we took people from this group, and we said we have to unite, make a strong front. That's where it comes out that we have Sheehan out there. She's out there making a strong force. And if people rejected her because she, you know, came into this 2005, that would just break the coalition that was so strong and vivid there at the march in D.C. So when I hear comments that some Hamas-looking guy marched in front of us at the rally and I didn't understand the politics of all that, just understand, we don't live in a homogenous America. War is not homogenous. It's not one person against, you know, one other nation. It's a deep-seated, you know, visceral thing throughout America and our politics, and we have to fight it everywhere we go. So as a war movement, I think we need more brotherhood, sisterhood, fellowship, and say, hey, you know, I may not understand where you're coming from or feel your pain, but let's all get together, but let's all make our signs against war in general. Like, agree to disagree and move on, but let's not fight within ourselves, and let's form a coalition, which is what ANSWER's goal is. And yes, everybody has complaints against these different groups, but we have to, you know, I know you. If you went to the war, the protest in D.C., you would be shoulder to shoulder with, you know, people that you're not familiar with. Same thing with me. I don't know many people from Missouri, but it'd be great to be shoulder and shoulder, vet mm-hmm. with non-vets, and get out there and do, an arm-linked protest. And
all right.
Ignore the differences.
Yeah, I hear you, Nick, and that's a fair, certainly a fair point of view. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. My response to that, just as a talk show host, not somebody who's going to dialogue with Nick, but my response to that is, having worked in media for the 40 years that I have, and being an American citizen myself, and understanding on a gut level the ignorance, the political ignorance, the issue ignorance that exists in this country, I'm kind of forced into the situation that I've taken, the position that I've taken. The American public up to this point is not sophisticated enough to understand, or doesn't give a damn, or is too busy. You know, maybe not sophisticated is kind of a patronizing attitude on my part. So let me change it a bit. We are too stressed. We are too busy. We have a media that has totally failed us. Most of us are on just inches away from a total nervous breakdown anyway. And when we attend a protest rally and we see there are 17 issues that are being presented, yes, I completely agree. Solidarity, that's an old union belief. Solidarity forever. It's a Ben Franklin belief. You know, either we'll all hang together or we'll hang separately. It's a very revolutionary idea. You get all the various factions together to resist the power. I completely agree, but this is America 2005. And most of the people who show up at an anti-war demonstration don't have an understanding at all as to who Mumia is. They don't know anything about Ramsey Clark. They don't know why people dressed in traditional dress of the Palestinian folks are standing on the podium. They don't know who peace-loving Israelis or coalitions of Israelis and Palestinians trying to stop the slaughter in that country. You know, we don't know. And if we do know, so many of us don't care. And the point is, yes, we should care. Yes, we should know. Yes, this should be a huge coalition of anti-atrocity, pro-peace, pro-understanding individuals globally. Yes, yes, yes. But it's not going to happen here. It can happen in Europe, it can happen in the Middle East, it can happen in Asia, it can happen in South America, but it's not going to happen here. Not now. Not with the kind of whorish media we have. With the kind of education system that does not seek to educate people, but rather seeks to regiment people. A media that is designed to make us forget, not designed to make us understand. And when an issue such as this illegal, immoral, unjust war that has been going on against Iraq for 14 years, I've said it as many times as you have. I think Saddam Hussein is an evil bastard that should have been eliminated by his own people. But we made sure that wasn't going to happen with our 12 years of sanctions and the deaths of hundreds of thousands of the most weak in the Iraqi society, the old folks, the children. We did that, which did nothing except inculcate in the Iraqi people a deep and abiding contempt for us. It's going to last for generations, if not centuries. And we strengthened Saddam's hold on his sad country. I have no interest in Saddam Hussein whatsoever, but had we supported the middle class in Iraq, again, always, revolution comes from the middle class. That's where it takes hold. That's who leads revolutions, are people in the professional or the middle class. And when you destroy the middle class, you destroy any chance of a people rising up against its own against their own leadership, which is the way it should be. Anything else is not legitimate. It simply is not legitimate. But going back to the caller's point, I completely agree with you. By the same token, you have to understand that we do not live in a politically sophisticated society, nor do we live in a society that truly seeks justice around the globe. We don't. We seek dominance. Enough of us do to completely skew the direction that this country, the United States of America, should be heading in. We are not interested in justice. The leadership in this country, especially now, is not interested in justice. And as long as we, the people, support that disinterest in justice, and we have a million reasons, three of which I've named tonight, not the least of which is media and our political ignorance and our confusion, but as long as we allow that ignorance and confusion to continue, then we are seen by the rest of the world as being interested in injustice and dominance. That's it. That's it. So when an issue like the war in Iraq, a 14-year-long war, is finally presented to the American public as the atrocity that it is, then I truly believe that the resistance to that war should be a single issue. Not that the other issues are not worthy. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Church on Sunday, sleeping not, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what other people have.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, Ester C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500. If getting life insurance is on your things-to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
You raise the blade, you make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door.
Hey, thanks to the crew tonight here in New York and outside the city, Justin Yuen, Colin Tipton, Dee Neal, and Jason Isaac all working together to put the program out there on the airwaves from here in the city. And also our webmaster, Mark Marshall, who handles MikeMalloy.com. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, who archives the program at WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thank you all very much. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay, but she's taking a few days off. That's why you don't hear her dulcet tones on the program. I think we have time for a couple more programs, a couple more phone calls if we do this right. Let's start with Charles in Connecticut. Charles, welcome to the program.
It's like, you know, when I heard that Brown was going to being paid for his testimony, the only thing I did was I laughed.
Yeah, he's a consultant now to FEMA because he did such a good job on the U.S. Gulf Coast, right?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Mr. Bennett, you know, he maybe changed my mind somewhat about abortion. It's not so much being still pro-choice, but now I've just become flat out in favor of it because I see people like that, and I think a missed opportunity.
Oh God, don't let some lard-assed Caucasian Republican freak so corrupt your mind. You know, even people who are pro-choice are anti-abortion. All of us are anti. Right, we're all anti-abortion, but we also, I think, believe that it's a decision to be made by a woman, hopefully the man who assisted in getting her pregnant, so to speak, her physician, and her concept of morality. But it's certainly none of the government's business, and damn sure Bill Bennett's not Bill Bennett's business.
Of course, but onto what I called about. Sort of advice for both parties.
Okay.
The Democrats seem to have forgotten that politics is not a gentleman's sport. I mean, if you go back to Jefferson and Adams,
mm-hmm.
they said things about each other.
Oh, they wanted, I'm surprised they didn't wind up in a duel.
It's amazing, and these two were friends.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson is, it's politics. When your enemy is down, you kick him.
Oh, you stomp him.
And they're thinking, well, the Republicans are just imploding. We don't have to do anything. That won't work. One of the reasons why we're turning against you is because you won't stand up.
But wasn't it a famous Asian, a Chinese, I believe, military genius who, I'm paraphrasing, said, never interfere when your enemy is in the process of committing ritual suicide. In other words, stand back. There is that point of view also. Let the Republican Party devour itself and collapse in flames and spilled intestines. Just let them collapse. Now, I happen to agree with the idea that the Democrats should be just kicking their asses all over the map. But there is, a much more zen, if you will, attitude of letting this negative energy that the Republicans have created, let it consume them. Let it just devour them.
Yeah, well, it's fun to watch. The problem is just letting them stew in it themselves. I mean, this sort of happened with Watergate, too, and they came back worse. But I have advice for what the Republican Party could do and win without cheating and destroy the Democratic Party, a la Watergate. Simply say, cough up the way, cough up Frist, and say, George, Dick, you're just too much of an embarrassment. Thanks for all the money. You're out of here.
Right.
Because the Democrats won't impeach him, but the Republicans can, and they're there now.
Charles, you're a dreamer.
Of course it's a fantasy.
You're a fantasist, but that's cool. That's cool. Everybody has to be something. Good idea. Thanks, Charles. I appreciate you checking in. That is a fantastical idea. Janet is calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Janet. Welcome to the program.
Hey. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Just got back from D.C. at the big rally. Really enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
Preston did a justice, of course. I'm sure we had. Were you there?
No, ma'am. I wasn't. We were in New York City, and we were going to come, and they stopped the trains going from New York to D.C. How about that?
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people even came late.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there were people as far as the eye could see.
That's great.
And
that's
the
great
diversity. I mean, I went with my husband and my 14-year-old. A lot of middle-class people my age,
mm-hmm.
a lot of college students, seniors, I saw women in wheelchairs holding signs and smiling, stop the war.
Yeah.
People walking in walkers. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Latino kids from New York City. Diversity. It was like going to the shopping mall of America as far as the diversity of people.
Sure, I hear that. The Bush administration, the Bush crime family is toast. It's just the overarching question to me right now, Janet, is can we survive the damage that they've done? Hey, listen, there's the music, dear heart. We have to boogie. I'll talk to you again, I promise. I know you'll call in again, and we'll get you on a little bit earlier. That's it for us tonight. Thanks for participating on whatever level you did in the program tonight. Even you Republican lurkers, maybe you learned something, huh? You think? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what?
Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here, not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case.